Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek. Thanks for joining us today. We are continuing our talk about envying and strife and how it affects our lives and confusion and every evil work. It's scripture to James 3:16, and how this affects us even, first of all, with the disabled community. I noticed that people, when they're losing control over their lives by having a disability, they tend to lash out. And we would call that, in a psychological way, lashing out against people, taking out their anger on others. But in scripturally, I see that where we're losing control over life, sometimes there's a way to feel powerful, I think. I've got my husband Mark with me. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
We agreed last week that this struggle, this power struggle in our lives, sometimes when we are losing our ability to have control over our bodies or our function, that we can tend to get into strife and even envy a lot. Because why? What did you feel?
Well, it's like you said, it's a control issue. Let's say, for example, the simplest of things that, walking over and turning on the TV or changing the radio station or something, and which I don't want you to do now, and you have to ask an assistant to do that, and they don't maybe do exactly what you wanted. That's where you start getting into the, well, no, that's not what I wanted, and it's an opportunity for strife to get in.
Arguing.
Yeah, because it's a fight for control, because you don't have the ability to control your body,
No, don't do it that way. Do it
right,
this way. I asked you to do it that way.
like making scrambled eggs or something. No, I want you to fluff them while you're cooking. Whatever the issue is, it's very susceptible. Actually, the whole world, but probably those that are physically challenged deal with it a little bit
And we're going to
more,
talk about
maybe.
why that is not, how to avoid it, and why you need to avoid it. First of all, it says that envying and strife brings in confusion, or is it a symptom? Confusion is a symptom of envying and strife. Is that what you read?
Yeah, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. Something that I want, as I was meditating on this verse, I was starting to realize that this verse is a cause-effect verse. It's saying, if these two things happen, then this will happen. At least that's what I'm getting out of it. And who of us has never felt confusion? I mean, confusion happens from time to time. It's interesting, you might be at work. And you're doing your thing. I happen to work at a computer system, doing entry and planning dates. And all of a sudden, I would get confused. I don't remember where I'm at or what I was doing, or I don't remember what screen I need to go to accomplish the goal at hand. And then a few seconds later, a coworker walks up that has some issue that they're dealing with, and it's very confusing, very convoluted, and I'm trying to help them through their computer. I realize that that's a spirit emanating either from them or from whatever they're experiencing. And so it's a way for you to realize there is a spiritual attack going on here. I'm feeling confusion. And according to this verse, James 3:16, that means envy and strife is here somewhere. At least that's what I'm thinking. And so now I can battle against confusion. Now that I know that it's the result of envy and strife or some spiritual attack that's taking place. And so for that moment, I just say, thank you, Lord, that you're in control, that I have clarity of mind, I have peace, and that I can overcome this. And all of a sudden, oh yeah, now I know what screen I'm going to. I know what I'm going to do to solve his problem.
Spiritual
It's
warfare.
amazing how powerful confusion can be for that, for those few seconds until you realize that you're in
And
it.
some people just walk in it, and they just carry it around with them, and they like to throw things into confusion. But anyway, that's a symptom. So what we want to point out is that envying and strife is something that some people tend to embrace for like a powerful, it makes them feel powerful. And the reason we want to get rid of it is because there's just going to invite every demon in the county, so to speak, into our lives.
Every evil work. It's opening the door to Satan. You ever been to someone's home where it just seems strifeful or tension in the air, or just, you know, there seems to be bickering and backbiting and arguing? And that is a perfect environment to open up the door and say, come on in, Satan, have your way.
I would compare this to, we might all agree that if you use a Ouija board or what's the other thing?
Horoscopes, tarot cards, you know, all that stuff.
Seances. You're actually inviting in demons into your life, into your room. And that's an obvious way to do this. Well, I think that I'm learning now that envying and strife is, you know, arguing, just participating in arguing is the same thing. It's calling out, saying, you know, Satan, I'm open, come and get me, bringing Satan into your life and the symptoms of confusion and every other evil work. So we do want to stay away from
that. Let me give you the definitions of these two words. This is interesting. Envying: mortification experienced at the supposed prosperity and happiness of another. Mortification, I don't even know what that word means. That can't be good. I'm just mortified by your blessings, by the good things you're having.
Extremely horrified.
Feeling uneasy at someone's happiness or their superior condition.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm not.
You have that. You're envious.
You're in envy. Yep. If somebody's showing you something that they just got, or they're talking about a vacation they're ready to go on, and all you can think about is how you don't have that, how you're not experiencing that, and well, how come they're getting that? You are working you have an envying spirit in you.
And you need to get rid of it.
Yep. Also, that same spirit it's double-edged. That same spirit could be in the person who is telling you and sharing these things with you to make you envy.
Yeah.
So
you don't want to participate in that.
Right. You do want to share in people's blessings, and you want to be happy for them.
You want to purposely, oh, I'm so happy for you, bless them.
That's right.
That will work against it. Now, we want to share a couple examples of how you might participate in strife. And I think we had a really interesting one, because you know that you can do it with people. You can just start arguments. But even this concept of an inanimate object, like Mark, you've had to overcome some habit with the computer. Tell us about that.
Well, I used to be in a computer business, and so I did a lot of work on computers. And some of them don't cooperate like you want them to.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are slower than you think they should be. Anyway, it's very easy to get mad at the computer when it's malfunctioning or you're not able to solve the problem. And I have really lost my temper with computers before, where I'll start, you piece of junk, you know, and I just let the words fly out of my mouth.
You feel good about, like,
I'm superior over this, you know, this hunk of junk, this garbage, this, you know, and I just start spewing all these words. Well, I'm learning now that even though this isn't a person that I'm hurting, what I'm actually doing is opening the door into my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting out the welcome mat, and I'm turning on the light and saying, come on in, Satan, fill me up with rage and anger and dissension and all these other things that, you know, it's like waving a flag and saying, Demon Alley, come on in, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning that I have to, well, first of all, when I start to lose my temper with an inanimate object, I have to take a minute and put it in perspective. Okay.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah. Lord, give me a hand here, because I don't want to open myself up to all these bad things by, you know, confessing things out of my mouth.
So do you start praising God?
Put on praise music.
What you feel like.
Yep. Thank you, Jesus, that I don't have to worry about this. And this is all. And it's, you know, it's the same thing with anything. If you're working on a car, or if you're fixing your lawnmower, or you're working in the garden and it's not going the way you want. You know, whatever.
So you can recognize that you can fall into the temptation of strife, and without even another person around. And just start swearing, or, you know, just inviting grief into your life.
I've seen you have a motorized electronic wheelchair, and I've seen it where it's malfunctioned before. And I've never seen you get mad at it and start calling it names or anything. I mean, you just look at it. Okay, Jesus, I really need your help right now.
I'm getting angry inside, but I'm just letting loose. I've had, you know, things drop on the floor. Can't get them. Nobody's around. And I've had to overcome.
Oh, that's a Holy Spirit groan.
Yeah, I've learned to overcome a lot of just not giving into that frustration. And, you know, you want to act in the opposite way.
Your van, we've been in your van before. We've gone to the movie theater, and we were going to get out to go and see this movie. I don't remember what it was, but the van wouldn't go into park. And this van doesn't have the normal handle that's on the steering column that you shift into park. It's all electronic. You push a button, ding, 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 ding. It goes from, you know, drive, neutral, reverse, and into park. And it just didn't move. Mm-hmm. And you look at me and go, okay, we need to start praying. And I'm wanting to get mad at it, you know? What's wrong with this thing? I want to bang on it.
I don't like being around that. I'm like, I want to get out of here if you're going to start, you know, just getting angry. You notice how I'm always trying to fix it when you get angry.
Right.
Not to pick on you, dear, but
no, that's all right, because I know that I'm changing. God he's changing me, and I'm starting to fight battles more in the spiritual realm. Being around you has helped me to see being in the flesh doesn't work.
And you've this scripture brought that to light for you.
Absolutely.
Praise God. And so something's going wrong mechanically, and really your reaction, the way to go is, bless the Lord.
Yeah, thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, my soul. You know, start singing and asking God to just come on in and fix it.
You know what? Even if he doesn't,
wisdom,
even if he doesn't fix the problem,
you can get over it.
It changes your mood. It changes your atmosphere. You start thinking
clearly.
That's right. And guess what? Guess what you got rid of? Confusion. That's you start praising God, and the confusion left.
Right.
And what's the second
really
half of the scripture?
You want to get more confused when you're, you know, experiencing these things? No.
1 Corinthians 14, God is not the author of confusion. Psalm 71, O Lord, let me never be put to confusion. If you're feeling confused about something, or you're overwhelmed, or
you're in a battle.
Yep, you're in anxiety about something, that's the time to start praising Jesus. Thank you for his love.
And you don't feel like it.
No, you sure don't.
No, sometimes that's what makes it a battle.
You got to start off, thank you, Jesus, for that, with gritted teeth.
Yeah, but you believe. But the only way you can do that is by faith, because you have to believe that is, you know, what's going on. And that is just, you're just going to be so rewarded. You're going to, the first or second time that you do it and you feel that the anger lifting you, and the success, you know, then you can start to do it more. And you know, this is the time to go into battle and praise God and start quoting scriptures. And, well, we just hope this helped you. We've got about 10 seconds left, and I think this is an awesome subject.
Yeah, hopefully you'll spend some time in Proverbs. There's awesome verses in there that you can use to battle off these anxieties and confusion.
Thanks for joining us. You can hear this again on hisability.com under archive programs. We'll see you next week.